We've spent much of this edition of Ozarks at Large talking about the stories that connect us to history, from the lives at Evergreen Cemetery to the Arkansas History Preserve by the Butler Center. A tall figure in Fort Smith history, Bass Reeves, has inspired thousands of stories. Born a slave, he became one of the deputies in Judge Isaac Parker's court, and he was legendary for his ability to find fugitives that had fled west into present-day Oklahoma and beyond. A statue of Reeves is scheduled to be in the ground in Fort Smith by the end of the night, remaining covered until its official unveiling on May 26th. Craig Pear, the president of the Bass Reeves Legacy Initiative, says the fact that the statue's arrival in town will include an escort of dozens of police vehicles from all over Oklahoma is a testimony to the power of Reeves' story.
This is a story that, you know, once you hear the story of Bass Reeves, the first thing I said was, gosh, you know, how come this is the first time I'm hearing about this guy? I mean, you know, it's just an incredible story in its own. You know, why haven't I heard about this before? And then when you start telling the story, you know, people just start getting excited about it. I mean, it's time that his story was told, and this is the start of it. I mean, we're hearing more and more about him. You're saying you can, when I first started this, you know, you look up Bass Reeves on the internet or something, and you know, you got just a few articles. Now there's all kinds of articles about Bass Reeves, and there's all kinds of people that are doing reenactments in faraway states. I mean, we've got people coming as far away as Connecticut for this unveiling in a couple of weeks, you know. People buying tickets. I just sold one for our big gala that's off in Kentucky. You know, so, I mean, more and more people are hearing about it. More and more people are coming around. It's just a big story. I mean, this is just one of those stories that you just hear about. It's like, gosh, you know, this guy did something.
And finally, we talked about the arrival of the statue, but that just kind of kicks off about a week and a half of events from symposiums and different things that leads up to the unveiling on the 26th.
Yep, that's correct. We have... starting Thursday evening, we're going to have an artist reception down at the Convention Center, and that's going to kick off a week-long, showing of all of his different art. I mean, you know, he doesn't just do sculptures. He does a lot of sculptures, but he also is a very well-known painter and stuff like that. So there's going to be a show of all of his stuff that's going to be going on down there for a week. Friday night, we're going to have a big gala, which is going to be kind of like a red carpet affair, in which we're going to go in, we're going to thank all of our donors, and we're going to give them a maquette, which is a little small version of the statue, for donating and things like that. The day of the dedication, the dedication is going to start at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the unveiling will be somewhere around 11:30. But then after that, we've got all of downtown just going to have activities from one end to the other. The National Historic Site, which will be right next to the unveiling site, is going to have several activities. They're going to fire the cannon. They're going to have historical interpreters out there talking about, you know, the period and things like that. There's several authors that have written books about Bass Reeves, and they're going to be over at our museum. And they're going to have, and also the people that portray Bass, as well as the authors, are going to give symposiums there at the Clayton House. They're going to have, I guess the word would be a little vignette where they actually talk about Bass Reeves. At one point, Bass Reeves got arrested and he had a trial, and he was actually defended by John Clayton, who owned the Clayton House, which is mm-hmm. where this thing's going to take place. And he and the guy that portrays Judge Parker are going to talk about Bass Reeves and the trial and things like that. So, and there's things just going on all day. We're going to have a music festival downtown. So it's quite the event. I think there's something for everybody. If you're a history buff, if you just like getting out and about, it's going to be a great Memorial Day weekend. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate from here. So looks like it'll be a good time.
Craig Pear is the president of the Bass Reeves Legacy Initiative. You can see a full list of events connected to the statue's unveiling at deputybassreeves.com.